20,000 US dollars when it's falling apart, is it going to be nothing? They're going to switch it over, I'm telling you. When the US reserve currency status falls, they're going to jump to a basket of which is already sitting there, of currencies. That's how the IMF operates. It just so happens we've been the boss hog this whole time. So when our dollar does cripple, there's a whole basket there ready. The IMF is going to push, and the yuan, the Chinese yuan, has risen to the top in the occasion. And I just told you about the whole BRICS system that is designed to replace this whole U.S. dollar fiasco that's going on. And I'm telling you, the writing's on the wall, because all these countries that used up and burnt up their economy and used their people, like Argentina, that made their money like worthless. You can't even do nothing with it. The Argentina peso, it's just trash. Doesn't matter what you do. They completely ditched their own currency, and they've taken on the U.S. dollar now as their main currency. So as more countries begin to do this, more pile into the Titanic that's about to go down. All the people don't even know this, obviously. But they're all jumping on the one ship that's going to sink at the same time. So when the U.S. ship, when this dollar comes down, all of those countries are going to fall. Do you understand? That's what that Milei little brat just did. Everyone thinks he's righteous. He's some right winger. He's one of them. He's Jesuit control. Where did he go out the gate? Israel, to get his orders from Assad. He sure did. Malay is one of them. They control everything, man. Hopefully you've awakened to that. Hopefully you've graduated into this knowledge of knowing this is a left-right paradigm. They control it all out here. It's pretty crazy. When you look back, the Rothschild control and its influence, they controlled everyone. They controlled the Bolshevik Revolution. They controlled Mao and China. They control Xi Jinping right now. Henry Kissinger was his handler. Do your damn research. Wake up. You're living in a world stage. It's all play.
Wake up.
It's the truth. And it's all against us. Pisses me off. Anyhow, I mean, how can it not piss me off? I'm sitting here witnessing my country fall apart. Sinking like the Titanic. It's going down. Slowly. Jobs getting decimated all over the place. People being put in the street. People losing the farms, losing their homes. Shit, they've been losing the farms. They lost them years ago. It's bad. Look at this. Hundreds of 99-cent only stores liquidated. Hundreds, this is just the latest. Office tower vacancy rates hit record highs. So you got all these cities that are starting to look like Detroit's. All these empty skyscrapers, vacancies, everywhere. Just empty, hollowed out. Waiting for I Am Legend to unfold or something around here. I don't know, it's zombie buildings litter skylines of cities. This is happening all over the place, man. This place is dying. Like, you better get the pads, you better get the resuscitators on this place and give it a shock and get this thing back to life or it's dead. I mean, that's where we are at.
And everything in between.
Seriously. The Bidenville is popping up all over the world, really. But here in the United States, all over the place, man. Sedona, Arizona now is setting aside full-blown parking lots exclusively for the workers that they have that have nowhere to go at night. They have no homes. None. Everyday people willing to work, pay bills, do it just like everyone else. They have nowhere to put them. All the surrounding area is full of nothing but wealthy elite homes, mansions, and for anyone that wants to come in on vacation. They literally have ran out. Anyone that was owning a home, they've broke it down that bad. You can't even rent because there's nowhere to rent from by design. By design, dude. We're seeing this pop up everywhere. I mean, I showed probably a month or two ago a video clip up of, in parts of Alaska or Canada. I think it was Canada. On the western coast. same thing. Parking lots in small towns of these people that were living out of the vehicles. And they were good people. These are good people, not drunkies, meth heads, any of this other crap. They were good people that were depending on helping each other through harsh winters living out of vehicles up there in Canada. It was just insane. And without each other, many of them would surely die. It's crazy. It's sad, man. I don't even know what to say. Besides what I've already said, man. It's just getting worse and worse until you get that goon out of office and straighten up this country for real. Get it back on the right track economically, diplomatically, politically, spiritually. We're doomed. Yeah, these Bidenvilles, they call them Bidenvilles if you don't know, because back in the Great Depression era, they used to call the little shanty towns Hoovervilles because of the president at the time. And what they would do is they would go around, they'd get any scrap metal they could, anything, and they would make these little towns and cities for the people to live in. Kind of like what you would see in modern day, like Mogadishu, Somalia. You know what I'm saying? It's what it was. It's how it gets when your government plays you out. It's open knowledge out there if you want to find it. But there's so many stupid people out there who don't even want to seek knowledge that this place is going to come down because of that, because of ignorance. If people would get their knowledge on, they could easily go out there and see that, well, our own government and rich men plotted the Great Depression. They made a run on the banks, and they stole all the land from all of our forefathers, which is from you. You know, that land you should have got inherited to you that you never got? Because they took it in the Great Depression. And we know they did, because it's all in the open now. And their seeds still live here today, still controlling what they stole from you. You see, and that's why they're rich and in control. They're literally living off of stolen goods that needs taken back. Righteously. Because it was ours to begin with. It was stolen in a ruse and in a heist. And what's about to happen is the next. Their seeds, their offspring, because nobody would stop them. They're back for more. And what they're coming for next with this crash is y'all's 401ks.
Yep. Your savings.
All your saved money. Yep. You mark my words. New banking crisis is going to pop up out of nowhere. It's going to be tied into Europe and everything else. I showed you last week. It's already begun. They ain't saying a word here, which tells me everyone's just going to get blindsided when this goes down, which is what they want, because it wouldn't work if they couldn't. If they couldn't blindside you, it wouldn't work. So they're going to blindside you. They're going to hit everybody quick. And if you look back, it would happen. As soon as they announced lockdowns, what happened? The whole market tanked. Everything. People lost all kinds of money.
Tons of money.
That was just a taste. That was a test, beta test. Yep. Wasn't even a real pandemic. But that was just a taste of what's going to come. Remember, Bitcoin dropped down like $4,000. Where are we at now? We're on the polar opposite end of that. Back then, we were getting locked down. Couldn't even go out. You had to show papers. All this. Now, everyone's free. Man, it's the exact opposite. I told you, this thing is like a pendulum. Energy swings back and forth. It happens in cycles. We are swung all the way to the other end of the medium at this point. And once you get so far, and people are lulled into the sense of a false sense of security, or just everything's back to normal, bam, they hit you again. And election year, this ain't looking good. Election year, it ain't looking good. We're already past top of the hour. Let me load up a chest on D-Live here real quick. We'll put 1,000 up in there. I'll open it up here in a minute. I just smacked my hands together, and dude, they hurt so bad. They're so numb. I should have never done that. I don't know. Just simply smacking them together. Okay, so let's get into the next big scare. The bird flu. This H5N1 bird flu. Yeah, well, I'm going to get to the fuel prices and all that still, too. Thank you, D. Appreciate that, my brother. Really do. If there's going to be another thing break loose, where they do anything, this is probably it. They are now saying that bird flu has been found in the milk in 3 states. Okay? It's begun. Slowly, quietly. We're all seeing it. I'm going to tell you right now. This affects our dairy in the milk. If this, you wake up this next Monday, they could take it to a whole new level. It's all about the hype in the news cycle. If they want to get Joe Scarborough and everybody on a Monday morning talking about this, hyping it up across every channel, that's when it begins. It's when the fear campaign really kicks up, really. They're already, the seeds are there, right? So here we go. 3 states have bird flu in the milk. I'm telling you, they're about to start slaughtering cows because of this. Wiping milk off the shelf. This is going to cause milk to go through the roof, obviously. And look at this. This is bird flu. The top U.S. egg supplier temporarily ceases operations in Texas because of this outbreak. They killed some 1.6 million hens and some 300,000 pullets got wiped out because of this. So there's 2 million birds here. Taken out in this, which they've got a massive arsenal. It was a small percentage for them, but it still affects the total supply, and it shows us that this whole thing is in motion. So what they're doing is they're showing up, and they'll knock on the door. People will answer, and they'll be like, yeah, and they'll be like, well, we just tested some of your birds, and they've got bird flu. And they're like, well, how? Like, you didn't even tell us you were here. And that's how the feds do, the FDA and them. They'll show up. They'll just be out there. You'll catch somebody out in your stuff, and you'll roll up on them, and it's the feds with their clipboards and all this other stuff, and you find out the hard way. I mean, it's come rolling in. They do this to so many people. By the time you find out what's going on, they say that they've done been out in your farm, nosing around, and tested many, and boom, they found it. I think it's half of it's a lie. Because in the past, they haven't even been able to show proof, positive result, test results to these farmers, but they've demanded that they kill millions of their chickens by a date, or they'll get fined. It sounds like garbage to me. It sounds like a plan. A tactic here to go in and destroy our supply. They're attacking the cows. They're attacking the dairy and the milk and the meat connected to the cows. They're attacking the chickens, the meat, and now the eggs connected to it. Get you some chickens. Get you some chickens, dude. I don't care if you gotta keep it in a cage in the basement. I don't care what you gotta do. This may be your only means of survival in a pinch situation. I'm telling you, when the lights go out or something, ain't night people are dying of starvation. Them dang chickens running around the yard, popping out eggs, can keep you alive. And I'm telling you, if they do a full court press on this, they're going to start coming after everyone's chickens. If they can start showing dead bodies and the people are dropping dead from this and they get the fear campaign going, oh my gosh. Milk would disappear off the shelves. Eggs, your basic staples, milk and eggs will be gone, wiped out from your government. Seems to me something that they would want and they would like to do. So I would prepare for it. You better know someone that deals in cattle. You better, if you're in a big city, I mean, I don't know if you do or not. You better know someone that's got some chickens. I'm telling you, these eggs are going to be worth their weight in gold just to get good ones. You know? So, man, I'm just trying to give you the heads up, man. I see hard times coming because this government don't stop messing with us. Can't you leave me alone? Nope. Nope. They like to torture us with weapons and drop diseases on us and put things in our water and send crazy frequencies through our smart meters and dope chemicals in the air all day long above us and all these things. How nice of them. Just kill, kill, kill. You see what the government thinks of us. So now, as you can see here, the MSNBC, MSM, trotting out the bird flu apocalypse after a Texas dairy worker falls ill. So the first person has gone down ill, not dead. And what are they saying? That this bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID. There it is. Opening a chest, guys. I'll do live. There it is. 100 times worse than COVID. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Just stop for a second and think back. What we just went through. I know a lot of people are trying to blind it out, block it out of their mind like it didn't happen. But no, you need not do that. You need to realize, know your history or you're doomed to repeat it. Lockdowns, had to have papers to show to go to work on the highways, every mass inoculations, people lost their jobs, all this. Can you imagine 100 times worse than that? That means being locked down for 100 times longer. You financially being hit 100 times worse. The death rate and the death count actually being 100 times worse. Bodies stacked up down by the mailbox. Yeah, but at the curb for the trash, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's real. This is my problem with this. That piece of work Bill Gates said with an evil smirk on his face that by 2025, the next one would come, and when the next one happened, they will listen then. See, I don't forget these things. It stays in my mind and drives me daily to keep me getting ready for this moment. Only thing these days that stops me, not even rain days, I don't say rain days, we out there in the rain too. Run out of time, dude. Before they shut this place out, I'm telling you. Oh, man. A 100 times worse, bird flu, man. Ah, tiger in the house, man. Much love. Elf, black cat, for me, D.Y. Much love to everybody on D.Live. Throwing it back at you there on that chest. Yeah, and if you got anything you want to get to me, dabu7@yahoo.com. That is the email. Tag me on Twitter as well. And let's jump into, well, Crypto King real quick, hey brother. Ready quotes on Twitter, take your music. Thank you for the coffee. Appreciate it to the fullest. Food going up, I mean, it's just been slowly going up and electricity. I guess this whole thing with Israel, it could send prices and a lot of things through the roof real quick. Crude just spiked, which connects in the gas. I seen somebody out there talking about gas prices earlier. Normally, they won't allow this to be an issue in an election year. But they just don't seem to care with Biden. They just want to he'll take all the heat. That's just how they want you to hate him.
Yeah.
Gas prices hit the highest level in 6 months against the speculation that Biden will drain more out of our reserves, and he's done depleted them.
Yeah, they're all gone.
He has depleted our strategic reserves bad.
He's
crippled us, to be honest with you. If he takes out any more, it will basically be emptied out. And gas prices going up. This means that if anything crazy does happen, we have no reserves, nothing to fall back on. And if it goes to $50 to $100 a damn gallon, that's where it's at. There's no buffer.
Nope.
And he set us up. The whole world knows this. Our enemies know this.
It was done on purpose.
He's the enemy, for crying out loud.
Biden, yeah, and an administration that follows him.
He's definitely not for us.
They're the enemy. They're not for us.
So, let's get some updates on this Israel-Iran stuff here real quick, because it does tie into biblical stuff. It does tie into anything that can happen here. An attack. Anything. Like, you haven't even begun to see it. Maybe they're waiting for the eclipse. Like I said, some bat signal in the sky. Because we know millions of immigrants are here. Millions of Chinese, period. They're waiting for a signal, a moment. What, the first car bomb to go off? First decapitation during the eclipse? What? What is it? It's something. They're waiting on something. Nothing has even begun. And don't forget, we have not even lived through the Great Reset yet. It hasn't happened. It hasn't even happened yet. The money has not been reset. The whole thing has not even happened. There's about to be a huge event. And it's going to be a retaliatory strike from someone. I'm telling you. Now, if you missed it, Iran just got rocked by terror attacks. Gunmen killing 11 people inside of Iran. Pulling them into this. So, everyone's like all hands on deck. They're expecting Iran to strike back. See, the stage is set. These are theaters of war, and they're playing them out. Unfortunately, this is the card we've been...
Don't.
Waiting on, but fearing at the same time. We've always known Iran is the last one.
Yep.
It always went down to Libya, Syria, and then Iran. Anything can happen. U.S. intelligence is saying it's convinced that a major Iranian response is about to happen. Any moment. Any moment.
It's about to happen. Any time.
So what does the United States say to Iran?
Bring it on.
They say, hey, please don't target our American bases if you strike Israel. Just kind of miss them. You know? It's like Hold up, dude. Look, how much of this world is a stage? How long are you going to go through this? They are hand in hand, the U.S. is, with the Mossad in Israel.
Yeah, they're together. They're working together.
How are you going to tell their number one enemy, like, you know, go strike them, but, like, don't strike us?
That's strike them. Like, the stupidest and you
thing. Well. Like, how can the people not see that this is all set up? All stage.
Yeah, it definitely is. Yeah, take your money.
Like, what kind of ally are you anyway? If you're not going to defend
that's stupid.
Israel against Iran, if you're their ally, per se. You can say go strike them and don't hit us.
That's real.
Is that even an ally?
No, it's a joke. It's embarrassing.
I don't get it.
That just has to get your butt whipped when you got somebody saying something like that.
Because it makes no sense. When you make sense of it, this whole thing's a setup. The whole world's a stage. It is. Rothschild controlled both sides. It was like that World War I, World War II. Sure was. They controlled Hitler. They controlled the whole thing.
They did.
They use everybody. Even if these dudes are out here thinking they're independent... they're not realizing, well, you're getting money, right? Well, they're not even smart enough, bright enough to realize that if you get money from another man and you're not printing it yourself, they are controlling you.
That's right.
Plain and simple.
Yep.
I think the states should print their own money.
I do.
I think it should be of a substance that is made across the board, like a universally accepted, like gold and silver.
Yep.
If every state just minted their own little coin of gold and silver,
You could use it everywhere.
Gold for savings and like silver for circulation, very similar to what we've already done.
Yep.
But just did it righteously. It would work well. You could have cross-border payments in other states. It would be easily accepted. There would be a fair value put on the silver and the gold accepted in each state. It would be great. It really would. And all of it tax-free, like it should be. Yeah. It's actually starting to happen in some states. Like they're seeing the writing on the wall.
Sure is.
The economy comes down, they're going to have some way to operate.
Now we need to do it with all states. And
that's why you're seeing states do this all of a sudden.
It could be United
States.
That
should be a red flag to you, too.
It should be. They're not herring all in doing the room. It. It should tell you something down. Right there.
Okay. And add this into the mix here real quick. All this military crap. The U.S. Navy comes out on top of our F-35 garbage jets that are falling apart left and right. Don't even work right.
Never mind the civilian.
The Navy reveals a major shipbuilding delay. Just want to go out and tell the whole world this. Telegraph it to our enemies, don't you? Oh, huge delay in getting ships going while China's just blowing up over there. Trudeau is admitting that Canada is being overwhelmed by mass immigration. And I saw a video earlier of a Muslim guy that was up there on camera, screaming in the camera, screaming at all the Canadians, and they'll be screaming at Americans next because no one's stopping them from coming in here either. And he was screaming, saying that we're about to take over this whole place because your government wants us as their people, not you. And there's more of us than you, and you're going to die. We're going to take you out. Threatening their lives right there, dude. Not getting arrested, not being taken down for hate speech, not being called extremist, none of it. None of it. Coming with bold threats, chop people's heads off. Sharia is what they're saying they're going to bring. Threatening all of them.
They start doing that.
Just going to take that. Hey, can't you see what they've done to these other countries?
Yeah.
Can't you see? They do not assimilate. They're being sent in for war.
Yeah, they're here.
Could they assimilate in France? No, they were chopping people's heads off. You can't even go into neighborhoods that you grew up in.
From our women and our children and everything.
Can't even
else.
Take a stroll down memory lane. Hey, kids, I used to live in that house. Nope, brick through the window. Everything's getting smashed, drug out, beheaded, in the streets.
Yep.
Women and children raped by these animals.
That's what the Muslims that's what they do. Are. Because that's what they believe.
Brought
that's how they believe.
To assimilate and be peaceful. We're brought in to kill, to mass murder, rape, and maim. What they're doing. George Soros and these dudes are openly doing it. You know it. I say it all the time. It's not a secret. No one's got the kahunas to go get them.
Yeah, we're considered, because we're not a Muslim, we're considered.
Vlad, thank you
for the five coffees. We're the enemy.
I promise you, I speak it into existence. Pissed off people will come out the shadows and will catch these people and get them.
And they will. Guarantee you that. Get them.
Get them.
Get them.
All your pedos out there in their castles and in their mansions.
It won't last for
your
long.
Bill Gateses.
Coming to get you.
Les Wexners. All you pieces of crap working for this whole thing. The Trudeaus, the Bidens that have sold the people out.
Yeah. That's hard.
The people. You ain't going to be able to just... I don't know what they're thinking. And Bezos and them down there thinking that they're going to escape everybody on this island down there in Miami. This Indian Creek or Coconut Creek. I don't know what it is. Some creek. Little island down there off Miami Beach.
With
Tom Brady and Jeff Bezos now bought three properties down there. And they're just all setting up shop. Like, they don't think the zombies can't get to them there.
They can get to them. All they got to do is get a boat. It's not that far from Florida. They're probably the first place they hit is that island before they hit Florida.
Zombies can swim.
Yeah,
pissed off Americans can swim, boy.
Yeah, they can.
Hey, and they got boats.
Yep. It's not going to stop from getting you.
If that's going to be their end hiding spot, they think they're going to run off to escape this, they got another thing.
They got a target on their head. They go down there already.
Anyone trying to flee madness would be stupid to tell the whole world, basically.
Yeah, I'll tell you where I'm going to be. Come kill me. Come on now.
Come get me right here.
Yeah. That's basically what they did, yeah.
Check this out. When it comes to, that was the northern border I was just talking about. That was Trudeau saying Canada's inundated. No one really wants to see it, but yeah. Immigrants, I talked about it a couple weeks ago. Folks in Maine are, like, in disbelief. They can't believe that this many Chinese, especially, are coming across the northern border.
Come across all the borders.
It's happening all over the place.
North, south, east, look at this. West,
it doesn't help when you get sold out by your own National Guard members.
Not just the southern border, it's all the borders.
Crappy. But this is the truth. Guys are hurting for money so bad here that even our own National Guard members, they come in contact with somebody down there and they're like, look, we'll give you $5,000 or $6,000 to get me into America. Just ride me into the back of your car. No one will know. They try to do it. And that's what happened right here. A U.S. National Guard member charged with smuggling. And what's crazy is he was going through an area that he thought that he was going to slide through. And this is them getting taken down right there in that video. They thought that they were going to ride through this road that he had traversed a couple times before. Well, they set up a checkpoint randomly. And when he seen the checkpoint, he stopped. And he started to reverse and go to take off the other way. Where they're on you when they see that. If you're within sight of them and you do something like that, I don't care if you're half mile away. Like, if they see that you've stopped and you're backing up and you're trying to go some other way to avoid the checkpoint whatsoever, they're coming after you. It's just the way that it is. And it ain't right, but in this instance down there, they got to be doing something. And if they weren't doing this, imagine how much more of this would continue. You know, I ain't down for no checkpoints at our state borders or any of your back roads and where you live or anything like that. That's garbage. But in this situation down here at the border, something's got to happen. Come on, we're sitting here bitching about a wall and guys not protecting it. This is the closest thing you got to it in all actuality on the other side of the coin. You know, you got to see it from both sides, I guess, to be fair. So, yeah, you wonder how they're getting in here, our own National Guard guys, which is just disappointing. But it shows you economically, guys are hurting. They're willing to do this to be a traitor for $5,000. And you wonder why all these people are piling across the border. Man, it's crazy. It's got to stop. So, I don't see them stopping this. Like, something's going to happen. Come on, man. Common sense. You don't send this many people into a country without something planned for. Yeah. Something huge is about to happen.
It's been planned.
Huge.
Ahead of time, and they're getting ready to do it.
So Bloomberg admits there's 10,000 migrants crossing a day now, and it's upended the election.
Yep.
They're admitting this.
Yep.
They're saying it's affecting the election big time. People are pissed off. You kind of see this all over the place. Yes, heirloom reviews in the house. Much love. Hang them high. It is treason.
All of it is.
It is.
Everything they're doing is treasonous. Not just the border, everything. The speech, the censorship, everything.
Trump leads in 6 of 7 swing states. Pennsylvania, obviously key, always is. It always comes down to how many delegates that a state gets. Now, I want to remind you that since the last election, this thing's got shaken up. That places many states have gained delegates in the election process. Others have lost because of how many people have left their state. Because that's all it's about. You get X amount of delegates if you've got all these people. If you've got more people, you get more delegates in this whole thing. California, for instance, they lost in it because so many people left California. Same with New York.
Yep.
And that's just how it goes.
Yep.
And thankfully, that's shifting to other places.
North Carolina is becoming a new California.
We'll see where it goes from there.
I hope not.
Yeah, shout out to the Waffle House tonight. Forget to throw it out there. It's become like this offshoot, this kind of slogan because they're righteous. Everybody loves the Waffle House out there. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Huddle Houses, too.
They're good.
We got some cats out there to check in and listen in from Waffle House as well. Much love, whatever state you're in. If you're in a battleground state or in a commie state, fighting from within, I wish you luck.
Come on now.
I really think the time's ticking, though, and that you should at least have a safe haven out of there. When you're in war, like the front lines start getting hit and you got to fall back somewhere, that's what I mean. You got to fall back to another state. It gets too hairy in Commieville. I hope you got a place picked out. At least got a plan. And I want to point this out because this is pretty key. You guys keep hearing about squatters, right?
Well, it's a big problem.
I mean,
squatters
it's
is a big
these
problem.
Immigrants coming in left and right, squatting all over the place.
States, this is happening.
Taking over homes that are not theirs. All these things. Chad Appearance says he's in Cali. He says, I'm staying and I'm fighting. Hey, salutes to planning for 5 years. Well, hey, you do what you do, man, but he's an ex-Army Ranger. Hey.
That's all right. That's good.
You do what you do, my brother. Much love.
Don't let them take your
home. I mean, we got good cats. I got some of my best cats out there in Cali. I'm fighting a fight with you. So you ain't alone. I know there's some that's been in there for life. Even got family that's out there. But I wish you all the best, everyone. It's going to take some guys like you out there with them to get through this, where this is going. My biggest fear is the big city stuff. What's up, Lemon? The big city stuff is the scariest because the numbers of zombies there are so tyrannical in size. It's just nuts. But check this out.
What?
I want to share this image here, and it shows the time period that someone has to squat per state to be able to gain access to like that property or whatnot. You have to prove, every state's different.
Yep, they all have different procedures.
As you can see by this map, there's different laws in the books. But for anybody wondering about the squatters coming into their state, how to deal with it, I would contact a lawyer first and foremost.
Yeah, I would too.
But just to give you a roundabout idea here, on your state, I would say that squatters would target some of these other states, honestly, before they would others, just because of this. If illegals coming in here and squatters coming in here, for instance, that...
But it may not be.
If they went to Montana or California... Which blows my mind. California's just laying around, face wide open. Get ran up in. You only got to be there for 5 years, and you can claim someone's stuff. That's achievable in some people's minds. They're like, a 5-year plan. I'm gonna target a piece of property. We're gonna go squat it out. We're gonna do our thing, and after 5 years, we're gonna get it. And with the tyrannical laws on the books in some of these places, like California. They're going to get it.
California is right. They will.
You don't want this happening to you. And this is happening to people. Uh-huh. Rental properties, vacation properties, things like that. When people go on vacation and come back home, like we've seen in New York, they're having to fight the law, which is ludicrous, to get these criminal migrants out. Insane. And these stupid, brain-dead cops that go enforcing this, every single one of them need Danny karma. Let's just put it that way. Every one of them. Everyone should be walking righteous out here and not pushing anything tyrannical. You get caught pushing the ways of the beast, you're going to suffer the repercussions at some point. And I got no sympathy for you when someone bucks. Just don't. You want to ride with the enemy? Then you go down with the enemy. Yeah. It's just that simple. So it's clear we've been played.
Big time.
This point, with lockdowns and all this, we're getting played daily. You're either living under a rock and just downright stupid or don't care when it comes to this.
Karen.
So look, if you're going to buy property, if I was going to buy property, beachfront property down in the Gulf Coast, you know what looks best right now? Louisiana. You know, in terms of squatter rights, you got to be there 30 years to do this. So I don't see any squatters trying to even attempt there. They would avoid it. They would avoid it, just like they would avoid Jersey. Yeah. Because it would take you 30 years.
Yeah.
Where I'm at, let's see, where is
right.
It? I think it's 15
shot.
Years.
A lot of people got
which is decent amount of time.
Jersey.
That's glad it's not any less than that.
It ain't gonna happen. It gets killed before that.
You can see these darker areas, 18, 21 years. Interesting map, though. I just see vulnerabilities here. Places like Arkansas, Tennessee. You're 7 years. Utah, 7 years, man.
That don't make sense.
Yeah, those are target areas in my book for these cats. They come in and try to get.
Yep.
Okay, so just a heads up. Yeah, the bird flu thing may lock everything back down. It's only a matter of time, but we got to be smarter than that.
Right.
And this next time, I told you, they're going to try to take everyone's 401ks. You better get your money out. Learn the lessons, man. Be smart about stuff.
Talk about it, discuss it, and tell about it and share it everywhere.
And again, Led Dispenser, thank you for all the support throughout all the years, brother. You've been solid throughout years, man. I appreciate the love and the support, for real. And genuinely caring about me. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you for the 5 coffees. Much love. And I'll load up another chest here at top of the hour. Before we shut down. Matter of fact, I'm just going to go ahead and throw 777 back in there. It's just like Christmas over here on D-Live. Every stride, any lemons I get, I just throw them back. That's all I do with them. Please do not donate lemons to me. I say that all the time. If you really want to donate to me, because I cannot get them. Buy me a coffee, PayPal, 2 best ways to support the channel. It's all appreciated to the fullest. With that said, I'm going to bust open this chest so I can just give those shout outs, and then we're going to dive. We're going to dive into this end talk of this whole evil ring. Of pedoness that's going on here. Sex trafficking. Of adrenochrome. Of sacrificing. All the evil stuff that's going on at the higher echelon, so to speak, in the elite world, where all the rich are running and what they're doing. Man, this is getting bad. This is getting big. I'm going to tell you now, this has the potential here to bring down the whole industry. And I'm not kidding. I think that this is even deeper than Epstein.
Me too.
Straight up, I do, I do.
Iceberg compared to
and we're about to dive and you're about to see why. Again, Tiger, For Me, Panther, Joe, Manny. Much loved, all the crew. Yeah, the diddler is, Sonic. Look, I've been following the former bodyguard of Diddy for years now. His name is Gene Deal. I used to hate every single one of these dudes because I'm bad. This is Bad Boy Killer. I ride for Pac, Machiavelli, even Biggie, because I'm convinced that all these guys sacrificed him. I'm now convinced that the industry, all of them, sacrificed him. Sacrificed Pac, and the feds watched it all, and same thing with Biggie.
Yep.
P. Diddy sacrificed him, and the feds watched it all. They know. Who murdered who? They know everything. They've got all of it on footage. They've got the Biggie assassination and Tupac assassination on film. Video you've never saw, probably never will see. Just like there's film of the JFK assassination you'll never see. That you know is out there. And they'll probably hang on to it for just as long till you're 80 years old. There's people, I mean, come on. They're still doing it with JFK. Will not release file. Because I think there's some old Mason that's still kicking at 90 years old and scared it's going to come back on him or something. Like, no. Like, They're never going to let some of these things out. As long as the CIA exists and is in power in this country, they're never going to come out and say something unless they actually want you to step out into the streets.
Yep. It's the only way
at that point, they're probably going to have drones hovering overhead, and it'll be a trap, and they're just looking to bomb the piss out of you. Yep. Okay? That's where this is going.
Yep.
That's where this is going. When they shut the lights out and this country goes down, they are going to have drones crisscrossing it. They're going to be tracking everyday Americans like you're jihadist and bombing the shit out of you. And because you didn't care that Israel was over there murdering, genociding people on the daily and your own government all across the world, no one is going to give a damn when it's happening to you.
That's right.
No one. No one's coming to our rescue. The Calvary's not coming in from Canada. Nope. Nothing. No one's coming. No one. It's you and your community. I've told you this the whole time.
Come down to your
neighborhood. That's the reality. Okay, so
stand up for each other.
Keep on track here with the diddler here and where this is going, because this runs deep. Gene Deal suggests that the feds have tapes that Diddy has taken on politicians, on princes, on everybody. I'm telling you, Diddy did more damage than Epstein. I'm telling you he did. I'm telling you he did.
Are you sure?
This dude, he pissed the wrong person off. Yeah, he beat the wrong woman one too many times. Yep. He did something to the wrong... He got too dirty. He got too nasty. He rubbed some of them the wrong way in this evil world of demons.
Came after him.
He got... The ego can get to a person. They can think that they can't be stopped.
Yep.
And
that's where you get...
I'm telling you, when you pissed off just the wrong power person, it's over. And we've seen it. You've seen Harvey Weinstein go down. You've seen Bill Cosby go down. And then get released.
Because
when you make fresh sacrifices, things can go away. If you don't, or you're out of sacrifices, and... you have nothing else to give and you're out of the game.
That's right.
Completely, and you know it got you, they lock you away and they throw away the key.
That's right.
Like they did R. Kelly.
They kill you. They don't lock you away to kill you.
Everybody forget about R. Kelly. No, what did R. Kelly get in jail for?
I know what
the same thing.
Same very thing.
And you don't think that
R.
Kelly could have been
girl.
Hooked into these same circles?
No,
you're damn right. You're damn right. He was. He was kind of doing his own thing. Like Shook was doing his own thing on Death Row.
Yep.
P. Diddy was doing his own thing on Bad Boy.
Yep.
Thing is, P. Diddy got more success. He didn't get caught up in so much with the legal stuff like Shook. He didn't get killed like Pac and Biggie.
Yep.
He was the one that got to ride away with all the goods. Having all these big orgy parties. Running around partying all the time.
Yep.
It's all he does. So now it's catching up to him. And people are getting pulled into this that don't want to be pulled into this. So the questions are coming up. Why aren't any of his friends coming to his aid or anything? Well, why would you ever even open your mouth in this situation? As Gene Deal says in the video that was just put out on Art of the Dialogue, no one that was at a party, even if they weren't doing nothing wrong, say it was back in the 90s, you remember what Cat Williams said. He went by one of these mansion parties and he looked in the wrong room and he saw two dudes, you know, doing it. He was like, like, I just looked in the wrong. Like, he was exposing what was going on at these parties. Well, imagine you're someone like Cat that was there, man or dude. Was just there. Well, wasn't there on no satanic tip. Wasn't there on no, like, evil orgy stuff. Just passing through, maybe first time ever at one of these events.
Happened to see something he wasn't supposed to see.
All this is coming out. You don't want to put yourself there.
No.
You don't want no one to ever know that you were at one of Diddy's parties back in the
90s. One of those kind of things.
Never. It might have been, you know, 3 months ago, the cool thing to brag about all these decades up till 3 months ago. But now it's a different world. Everyone's going to keep their mouth shut. And every single person that ever had an affiliation with him is going to distance himself. I seen another video with this rapper named Boosie. And Boosie come out, and he apparently, I don't know all their songs, but he has the song, like, I just left New York City after hooking up with P. Diddy. It was some stupid rhyme he had. Well, he said, I ain't singing that no more. Flat out. Like, he ain't singing it. He's distancing himself. And he's trying to act like he has nothing, no connections to these inner circles of these things. Other people are like, we're not buying it. Well, if you're an industry cat, you're an industry cat. If you're an industry cat, you're in these circles. You can try to distance yourself, do all this. Nuh-uh. If you got all that big fortune and fame and you're in the industry signing one of these big labels, you're in it. So you can try to act like you're distance and all this, but nah. Just to get in the game, you got to sacrifice. And they all know this. And I'm telling you right now, they're all getting scared shitless. This is worse than Epstein. I'm warning you, and I'm about to show you why. Because, well, let's just start with some of the top of the creme de la creme here. Who was running with the diddler? Who was one of his best friends? Who's on film talking about eating babies on a YouTube channel. Ooh. Acting like it's a joke.
Yeah,
really. Ashton Kutcher.
Probably what they were really doing, even though he said it was a joke. A lot of times when they joke about stuff like that, they
are. All these dudes that used to act like really they cared, going to these places talking about child trafficking.
They were the ones in it.
And like they would go in front of the UN and talk about it like it's a problem. When he's actually doing it. He is a part of it.
Yeah.
This piece of work. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher, do you know who this is? Do you know who this man on the right is? You better get to know it. He's a Zionist.
Yep. That's a Jew. That's
controlled by the Mossad and the enemy.
Yeah, that's a Jew.
The handler of all these people.
They're usually behind a lot of the Hollywood and music industry.
Music executive, Lucian Grange.
People that are real up in it.
He is a billionaire Zionist. He is the chairman and CEO of Universal Records, the largest record company on the planet.
Yep. Got you.
Guess who just got caught with their pants down? Guess who's been handling this whole thing? That's right, you see that? Of the synagogue of Satan? Look at Kutcher right there. Look at him. Just giving a shout out to the men and women of the intelligence agency keeping us safe. Look at that stupid look on his face. He wouldn't even take a drink. CIA. You know who handles him? There they are. The ones that worship the Talmud and that believe in killing you. That's what he is. Ashton Kutcher. Yeah. Ashton Kutcher is just like Jared Kushner.
Yep.
Exactly. Dead on.
Right on. Not good.
And these evil men are all part of the same game.
They all belong to the same clan.
And this brings every single person they're connected to in this entire game now.
Yep.
When you get to the top, someone like Lucian that is tied into this and all these stars, dude, it is over. It's over. Let's turn back time. Who was P. Diddy with years ago that's also going to get drug into this? Can you say J-Lo, Jenny from the Block?
Yep.
Oh, yeah? Yeah? She's there at these parties, too. All these people are going to be pulled in to be questioned.
Oh, yeah, every one of them.
They're going to be fingered.
Why can they sing?
Out.
They all
sing. In the crowd. Is people saying, oh, she was there when they raped me. She was there when they abused me.
But she was there when other people were having that happen to him.
All kinds of people are about to go down.
She's just as guilty.
You've already got...
She allowed it to go on and didn't do nothing about it. Stop.
P. Diddy's ex and a former producer, Little Rod, a two-way tandem coming after him in these lawsuits now. It's not just one person. It's not any of that. These are multiple people already accusing him of this abuse and all these allegations. And I'm telling you, all the rest of the people that were doing this with him were at these parties, and people are not stupid. All you got to do is look back now and find out who was at these parties, and you know, just like Epstein Island, who was on the flight logs. You don't even need flight logs. This dude was going to parties, and it was in the open. It's on the social media all over the place. If you go back
they
and
they bragged
look,
about it, wrote I songs get, about it. So how could it be allegations?
The Wayback Machine, because they're deleting everything right now. I'm warning you. And the feds are probably, I don't know. Some factions of the feds could be helping to cover this up. This is one of those crazy things. So high profile. This runs so deep. This can affect so many power players that, dude, Diddy isn't even arrested yet. Like, this dude could end up assassinated, dead, before he even gets arrested. Who knows what happens here? They're going to drag this out for the better part of the year, you watch. Anything can happen in that timeline. I say he should get 20 plus years easy when it's all said and done. But, dude, that's if he even makes it there. All these people whose lives are online, do you understand how many stars, how many people? The top dude that owns the biggest record label in the world is caught in this with him. Pedoing it, adrenochroming it up. All these fools. It's the Illuminati anymore.